Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Last week, I kind of got off track of our lesson, and I just want to get back on track and Revelation 14 and kind of pick up where I kind of left off, but with a little review. Beginning in verse number 6 of Revelation chapter number 14. I'll just read down to verse number 13 this morning. Revelation 14, verse number 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and every kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. We see again the working of some angels here. And in the tribulation period, there will be more angelic activity in the history of mankind, at least what's recorded in the Scripture, than ever been recorded. And during the tribulation period, there's a whole study of angelology, and I believe in angels. They're real. But during the tribulation, they will actually be visible manifestations, so to speak. Hebrews talks about angels entertaining strangers unawares, just in case, you know, who knows, maybe an angel, you know. I won't go into all of that right now. But I believe there's a song about angels kind of watching over us. I believe there's angels in our presence. We're unable to see them. But yet during this time, These angels will be visibly seen as they fly throughout the air, and it's going to be all through the tribulation period. It's going to be there's more spoken again in the tribulation period about angelic activity than any other time in Scripture. And in this chapter, we see six additional angels. And this first one in verse number 6, another angel flies in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel. Again, I take this very, 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 very literally. There's an angel that's going to circle the earth and preach what's called the everlasting gospel. Now, we mentioned this last week, so I want to move on about the declaration of the gospel. This is the same gospel that's always been preached. There's not two or three or four different kind of gospels. As a matter of fact, the gospel never changes. But it has been called different things in Scripture, and I mentioned that last week. In Matthew 4:23 and Matthew 1:14, is called the gospel of the kingdom. Now, it does have a reference about the Lord coming in the kingdom, but still, it's the same gospel. The gospel of the grace of God, Acts 20:24, the gospel of Christ, Romans 15:19, is called the glorious gospel. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, is called the gospel of salvation. In Ephesians 1:13, it's called the gospel of peace. Ephesians 6:15 is called the gospel of God in 1 Peter 4:17. And we see here in chapter number 14, I mentioned this last week, it's the very last use of the word gospel in the Bible. Hey, good to see you. Welcome. Good morning. The word gospel is used 77 times. And this is the last time we see. As a matter of fact, it's the only place in Scripture that we will find that an angel preaches the gospel. We're the ones who are supposed to preach the gospel. We're the ones who are supposed to take the gospel into all the world and preach to every creature. But here we see that the angel is flying, preaching the everlasting gospel unto them that dwell on the earth. And then I made a note of this last week, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people group. This is kind of a fulfillment, I believe, of Matthew 24:14, when Jesus is talking about the tribulation period and all. And he says, when the gospel of the kingdom is preached throughout into all the world, then shall the end come. And this is what I believe it's referring to. Even though the 144,000 are going to have a tremendous ministry of reaching people throughout all the world, different languages, people groups and all, ultimately, this angel, according to Scripture, is going to reach everybody that has been untouched. That way, everybody on this earth is going to know about Jesus Christ. No exception. And that's why it's noted here, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Everybody's going to know about Jesus during the tribulation period. Everybody. The problem is most of them are going to reject him, much like today. We have the gospel preached all over, but we still have most people who do not believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and they reject Jesus, and it won't be any different in the tribulation period. You would think, by the way, I don't get off sideline, you would think that when they see all this destruction and all the wrath of God, and they know it's God, matter of fact, we read already that they're cursing God, and when all these things are taking place, it's not man doing this. It's not Russia. It's not China sending nuclear weapons across the bow. You know, it's God pouring his wrath out upon this earth. And the people on earth know this, and they're cussing God. You would think they'd repent. Instead, they still in their sinful, they still turn to Satan, following the Antichrist. So we see in verse number 7, that this angel is flying, preaching the everlasting gospel. Fear God and give glory to him. We mentioned that last week in Proverbs 1:7, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, that's where we begin our journey in salvation. You have to know who God is. If you don't know who he is and who we are, there's no hope. Matter of fact, I mentioned this again. I got off track last week, so I'm not going to do this week. You can't be saved until you know you're lost. You can't be saved until you know you're lost. And that's what he said. Hey, you need to fear God. He's the creator. He started all this. And you see this, that he gave, for the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. So we talked about that last week, and I need to move on. But literally, he's telling the people on earth, you need to bow to him. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, you're very familiar with that. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, which is the Father in heaven. Well, this is just sometime in somebody's, whether it's in lifetime or the great white throne judgment, every knee will bow before Jesus and confess that you're Lord. And I highly recommend you do it on this side of the grave. It's too late when you do it on the other side, because you'll be at the great white throne judgment, and then you'll be cast into the lake of fire. Matter of fact, we're going to be talking about this next week or two. There's something worse than going to hell. People talk about living in hell forever and ever. I know that's good preaching, but it ain't so. Something worse than going to hell, that's going into the lake of fire. Because of the great white throne judgment, the Bible tells us that hell will give up the dead. All that are in the hell and the underworld that's suffering right now, they're going to stand before Jesus. And the Bible says there's found no place for them. Interesting. As contrasting to believers, I go to prepare a place for you. For believers, we have a place. For unbelievers, Revelation 20 says, there's found no place for them, and they are cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death, and that's where they're going to spend eternity.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.